WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. With just hours to go before Robert Roberson's scheduled execution in Texas, the state Supreme Court blocked it. Roberson was sentenced for the death of his daughter, which may have been misdiagnosed. J.D. Miles of CBS News, Texas.
This stay of execution will remain in place until that stay is lifted and until the all the appeals are exhausted in this case. So there's still a lot. It opens up a lot more doors for the Robert Roberson camp and their efforts to prevent him from going to the death chamber.
Israel's killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar in Gaza has prompted the U.S. to send Secretary of State Antony Blinken to Tel Aviv with the hope of jump-starting ceasefire talks. CBS's Margaret Brennan.
For Israelis, this is the equivalent of their Osama bin Laden. And so Prime Minister Netanyahu said today it's not the end of the war, but it may be the beginning of the end. For the better part of a year, Sinwar evaded not just the IDF, but U.S. Intelligence and Joint Special Operations Command, tracking him down in just an area of 25 miles, that is the Gaza Strip.
President Biden is in Berlin.
The president will sit down with the leaders of the UK, France, and Germany to discuss additional support for Ukraine. Mr. Biden will also receive the Order of the Merit Award, the highest civilian honor in Germany. The award is similar to the Medal of Freedom. Earlier this week, President Biden announced a $425 million military aid package for Ukraine, with more commitments to come in the near future. Willie James Inman, CBS News, Berlin.
Former President Donald Trump appeared tonight at a Catholic charity dinner in New York City, which traditionally hosts presidential candidates from both parties who roast each other.
If you really wanted Vice President Harris to accept your invitation, I guess you should have told her the funds were going to bail out the looters and rioters in Minneapolis, and she would have been here, guaranteed she would have been here.
Vice President Harris, campaigning in Wisconsin, sent a video including a skit.
Does it bother you that that Trump guy insults you all the time? Because it really bothers my friends and me.
Oh, Mary Catherine, it's very important to always remember you should never let anyone tell you who you are. You tell them who you are.
Haters gonna hate, hate, hate. Shake it off.
Shake it off.
Valerie Barron of the Natural Resources Defense Council says Syracuse, New York has dangerous levels of lead in the city's drinking water.
The city has been saying even recently that the water is safe, but the data say otherwise. We need both immediate and long-term action.
The city says lead is sometimes present in pipes. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Charges are filed against Jesse Vang and Katrina Bauer in the death of Elijah Vu. Manitowoc County District Attorney Jacqueline Labrie made the announcement at a news conference Thursday afternoon.
Well, I will not comment further on the details of the case out of respect for the ongoing judicial process. I assure you that we remain committed to working with law enforcement to hold those responsible for his death accountable.
Elijah was the 3-year-old boy from Two Rivers who went missing in February and whose body was found last month. A bail hearing for Bauer and Vang will be Friday. Vice President Kamala Harris is blitzing battleground Wisconsin with 2.5 weeks to Election Day. She campaigned in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay Thursday. Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan are critical to Harris's chances of winning in November. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks and the Mavericks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Dallas to take on the Mavericks in their final preseason game tonight. Chris Middleton had surgery on both his ankles in the offseason. Was he able to practice yesterday? Doc Rivers.
No, we didn't even think about it. No, he did everything else, all our skeleton stuff. He did some one-on-one yesterday live, which was really good. So he's getting there.
Not going to play tomorrow.
No, he won't play.
NFL, the Packers' new place kicker, Brandon McManus, worked out with the team, looked good in practice. The Packers host the Texans Sunday. College football. football, Badgers quarterback Braden Locke talked about facing another Big Ten rival this Saturday, the Northwestern Wildcats.
In this league, you really can't look ahead or look back. If we've seen many things this college football season, it's that any given Saturday, somebody can beat somebody. So we got to respect our opponent. We got to respect what they do. And you know, the best way for us to do that is by preparing really well. We've got to go out and play a good game if we want to win, on Saturday.
That's Wisconsin quarterback Braden Locke. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies and chilly temperatures in the overnight, mid-40s by daybreak. Southwest winds gusting to nearly 30 miles per hour. On Friday, tons of sunshine. Southwest winds continue with our afternoon high in the upper 60s. Currently 46 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Peter Rapine from EPOM's World wraps up with a week in review of the lighter side. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program. It looks like Yahya Sinwar, the head of Hamas, the guy who Benjamin Netanyahu gave billions of dollars to, who then, of course, planned and organized this slaughter on October 7th of last year against Israelis. It looks like he was killed in a firefight, presumably in Gaza, I'm assuming. Haven't seen the specifics on it, but Israel's now reporting they've done a DNA test, and yep, he's dead. So, you know, hopefully that's a positive step. I'm still horrified by over 40,000 dead Palestinians and hundreds of thousands, millions of people displaced, hundreds of thousands wounded, dead children. But anyhow, there's that. That's in the news. Meanwhile, John D. Miller was for nearly 25 years, he was the head of marketing at NBC and NBC Universal. And he led the team that marketed The Apprentice. He knew Donald Trump quite well, worked with him. He said, to sell the show, we created the narrative that Trump was a super successful businessman who lived like royalty. It was a false narrative by making him seem more successful than he was. In fact, John Miller writes, Trump declared business bankruptcy four times before the show went into production, and at least twice more during his 14 seasons hosting. The imposing boardroom where he famously fired contestants was a set because his real boardroom was too old or shabby for TV. He said Trump was the perfect choice because real CEOs, more successful CEOs, were too busy to get involved in reality TV, and they didn't want to hire random game show winners on their executive teams. Trump had no such concerns as long as he got his face on television every night. He says at NBC, we promoted the show relentlessly. The image of Trump that we promoted was highly exaggerated. He said, I discovered in my interactions with him over the years that he is manipulative, yet extraordinarily easy to manipulate. He has an unfillable compliment hole. No amount is too much. Flatter him, and he is compliant. And then he notes that Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un have figured this out. He says, I also found Trump remarkably thin-skinned. I learned early on in my dealings with Trump, he writes, that he could simply say something over and over, and eventually people would believe it. He would say to me, The Apprentice, America's number one TV show. But it wasn't. Not that week, not that season. He said, I had the ratings in front of me. He'd seen the ratings, he heard the ratings, but that didn't matter. He just kept saying it was the number one show on television, even after we corrected him. He repeated it on press tours, too, knowing full well it was wrong. He goes on to say, while we were successful marketing The Apprentice, we also did irreparable harm to our nation, presumably, by creating the false image of Trump as a successful leader. I deeply regret that, writes John Miller, and I regret that it has taken me so long to go public. The headline, this is over at U.S. News and World Report, usnews.com. We created a monster. Trump was a TV fantasy, invented for The Apprentice. Meanwhile, down in Georgia, there is some serious concern that these political fights. I mentioned yesterday that Judge Bernie, as I recall, just said, you know, you've got to, you're going to have to certify the election. You know, you can't go off on, you know, half-cocked investigations of voter fraud in the middle of certifying the vote. You just have to count the votes and certify them. But the all-Republican state election board, which passed this hand-counting rule, which would have just turned the whole system into mush. I mean, just would have ruined everything. That got overturned by the judge yesterday. But this nonpartisan group, all voting is local, they are warning. This is what they just said, quote, Georgia is a warning to us all. It is the clearest sign of how dire things can get for voters, just for having safe and fair elections like the kind we're supposed to have. Some of the voting rights advocacy groups are concerned the certification of the election process, a process once viewed as mostly ceremonial, could be, quote, weaponized to slow down final vote counting processes nationwide. And they're not just concerned about Georgia. They're also concerned about Nevada and Michigan at the top of their list. And presumably, you know, other cities, other places could have similar confrontations, similar problems. So some tough stuff. I mentioned that Phil Ittner, who's usually I'm usually interviewing at this moment on this day, is not going to be with us today. He'll be back with us next week. But the situation in Ukraine, you know, continues to kind of go back and forth. It's Ukraine is so far holding on to most of the Russian territory they've seized. Putin is now apparently turning to North Korea. The latest report is that about 4,000 North Korean troops are being sent to Ukraine. These are people who are just trained sociopathic killers. And, you know, we'll see. Putin has been offering big money to old people to go. He's got a grandpa army. He's been offering get-out-of-jail-free passes to criminals to go fight in Ukraine. 600,000 casualties, 150,000 deaths. This is just a terrible, terrible war. So that's my summary for this hour. What's on your mind here today? Sherry in Costa Mesa, California. Hey, Sherry, what's up?
Oh, hi, Tom. Nice talking to you. Listen, I was just hoping you could talk me off the ledge. I'm having one of those days, although usually I stay pretty positive. I am just wondering what they're going to do with all these senior citizens, me being one of them, that they knock off Social Security. I'm lucky. I have a state pension, but it's not enough. I need my social as well.
Yeah.
And what I think about all the time are these deportation centers. I mean, I'm sure Hitler didn't call his death camps deportation centers.
Well, he had they were called concentration camps because what they did was they concentrated all the criminals in one place. So it's really kind of a German language play on words, but that's why they were called concentration camps. And I've been to Dachau a couple of times. It was one of the very first. It was near Munich. And those were not death camps, although ultimately in Dachau they did build some crematorium, but it was for the people who had been worked to death or who had died of cholera. The death camps were all built outside of Germany, and so that Hitler could claim that no German had participated in the Holocaust, which was really interesting.
Right. They were in Poland, right?
Poland and Holland, and there was another country, yes.
Yes, my father was over there. He helped liberate some of those camps, and what they actually did was went around to some of the towns and got some of the townspeople to come and bury the bodies.
Yeah, but there were over 500 concentration camps. Some were fairly small, some were quite large, scattered all around Germany. But these were all basically prison camps, and the people in them were people who had, in most cases, actually been adjudicated. You know, there had been some sort of or some semblance of due process, you know, because it was, you know, at that point, criminal to be a communist, criminal to be a socialist, criminal to be associated with a union movement, and certainly criminal to have spoken out against Hitler.
Oh boy, it just—it's just so scary now. I used to feel happy because I did get a pension, but you know it's not going to be enough. And
well, I don't think Social Security is going to go away quickly. The Republicans are not. I don't think they're politically stupid. They're not going to just wipe it out. What they're proposing and have been proposing since Reagan. I mean, prior to Reagan, it was it's a Ponzi scheme and it's going to crash and we just need to kill it off and all.
Right.
But since Reagan, what they've been doing is saying, let's just take that $2 trillion Social Security trust fund and give it to Goldman Sachs or, Jamie Dimon over at J.P. Morgan Chase and let the banks administer it. The private industry can do things more efficiently. And then it'll become like Medicare Advantage where, you got to fight and you got to beg and you get turned down and a part of your money gets skimmed off the top to pay for the salaries of the banksters and stuff like that. But that's,
I see.
That's what they'll do. So probably what you'll see is a, 10-20% reduction in Social Security benefits because that's the amount of overhead that will be introduced.
Okay.
I wouldn't panic.
Okay, well, I guess I can get off the ledge then.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I was very proud of our future president. She can hold her own against Putin, that's for sure.
She really can. Yesterday was a masterclass. Thank you, Sherry. 15 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your calls. Stay with us. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, BERINE.com, code Tom, THOM. Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and you see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume they're just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, it might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know that, so they split it into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push it to the top of the label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/Tom, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Poverty's line, a permanent underclass by design. The new Republican plan, it's all laid out. Lock it in, barriers, there's no doubt. Shifting the burden to those who can't stand while the rich stay rich. It's the new Republican plan.
Minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Donald in Gilroy, California. Hey, Donald, what's up?
Oh, Tom, I'm telling you that I'm a San Francisco Giants fan from back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s and 80s, and I saw Willie Mays, his 3,000th hit.
Whoa.
In Candlestick, San Francisco Stadium. I also saw Vince Scully in the Catacombs, and I've been a Giants fan. They're like the Dodgers, but Steve Garvey can win because he is from Los Angeles Dodgers. A lot of people in Los Angeles will vote for him. And Adam will have a tough time.
So Steve Garvey is running against Adam Schiff,
I
right?
To you. What?
Steve Garvey is running against Adam Schiff in California, right?
For
your Senate seat, what used to be Kamala Harris's seat.
We had talked in April. I called you, and you had said you didn't realize we were having the primary for the general election in April. Mm-hmm. How do you remember that?
I do.
And my wife watches you all the time. She's not working, and I'm here on votes. I feel bad.
Well, that's okay, Don.
Anyway,
so are you suggesting that you think that Garvey will win or that Garvey won't win?
Well, I'm hoping. I didn't know what he looked like. In fact, the primary when the primary was going on, it was four or five Democrats against Garvey.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what he even looked like because he used to play with a hat. Mm-hmm. And I saw him in the primary. There was a like they had four or five candidates in there during the debate, and that's when I first saw him.
Yeah, I get it. So, okay. Well, Donald, thank you. Thank you for the call, and say hi to your wife for us when she gets back home, and appreciate you watching. John in Stamford, Connecticut. Hey, John, what's up?
Hi there, Tom. Very quick. Instead of reporting about the next, as you know, it closes down, counts down to the next 18 days, we know what happened. You know, can you maybe briefly, and I'll take this off the air, maybe, critique what, not her performance, but what she should be doing to get, say, 3 to 5 percentage points up on Trump? And should there be like a fest when you've got Carole King, De Niro, Barbara Streisand, Bruce Springsteen in your corner? He's going to rent out MSG, Madison Square Garden.
Right.
And is there something that Democrats should be doing to hire, you know, to
I don't think so.
Blowout?
I don't think so. And Trump isn't doing that either. And Trump does have celebrities who support him, and he's not using them either. I think celebrities can be a two-edged sword. One of the big hits on Democrats is that they're supported by Hollywood liberals. And that is a hit that plays really well in the Midwest and the Great Plains states and the South, for that matter. So I'm not sure that that's the best thing. I think she's doing exactly what she needs to do. I wish she had been doing a lot of this media stuff, you know, more aggressively a month ago or 2 months ago. Or, you know, right out of the gate. I don't know. I don't remember how many weeks it's been since Joe Biden dropped out, but you know what I'm talking about. She was very, very cautious there in the beginning, and now she's just throwing herself into it, and I salute that. I think she's doing great. This Fox News interview yesterday was brilliant.
Tom, do you finally, do you think they could better, how can they critique her running mate, Walls? How can they better use him? And finally, for sure, do you actually fear for your ilk and you personally if the EC plot, you know, if they pull the EC again, because he's not going to get the popular. He's only got the one avenue.
Yeah, the Electoral College. Yeah, I really do think, and I wrote this in today's op-ed, and I've said it before, I really do think that if Trump becomes president and they execute the plans, particularly their plans to change the libel laws, that people like me, and that includes me, will be in the crosshairs of these right-wing billionaires and the Trump administration. Whether they will come after us with criminal law or whether they'll come after us with lawsuits is up in the air. My guess is that they'll come after us with lawsuits and just try to break us financially. But, you know, there's little doubt in my mind that that's what they will do. I mean, it's exactly what Putin did. It's exactly what Viktor Orban did. It's exactly what Erdogan did in Turkey. You know, it's what Modi is doing in India right now. It's an old playbook. John, I got to run. Thank you for the call.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be back with your calls in just a minute. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of 2 books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you, you know, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference, so I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that. you're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
So, or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Hi, I'm EJ Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hey, Tom Harpin here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Caral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Attention, American homeowners. You already do so much to protect your home, but there's a hidden threat you might not even know about. Title theft. Homeowners nationwide have over $32 trillion in equity, an all-time high. And with everything going on in the economy, home ownership is more challenging than ever, and title theft is one less thing you should have to worry about. That's why you need protection from the crime the FBI calls house stealing, where the equity in American homes is the target. If your title isn't being monitored, scammers can transfer it into their name, take out loans, and your equity could be wiped out without you ever even knowing. The best way to protect your equity is with Triple Lock Protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Triple Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. Sign up today at HomeTitleLock.com. Use the promo code TOM, that's T-H-O-M, and you'll get your first 30 days of Triple Lock Protection free and a complete title scan of your home's title to make sure that your home hasn't already been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report for using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at HomeTitleLock.com.
Boardrooms and the halls where the decisions fall. There's a silent shadow cast standing tall. From the fields to the factories, through centuries unbound, the echoes of a power deep and profound.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Kenyatta in Los Angeles. Hey, Kenyatta, what's up?
I wanted to kind of comment on something real quick. I've got a number of things I want to say to you, and I know I've got a limited time, so let me cut to it. First, you had a caller the first hour by the name of Randy, I think. God bless him. But I've got to let Randy know that he mentioned an unlawful order. Foot soldiers, infantrymen, people in paramilitary organizations, whether it be your local constable or police officer, are trained to do one thing and one thing only, and that is follow orders,
yep.
Period. They are not... they are not experts, and I'll give you a ready example is the cop that pulls you over and or for whatever reason needs to arrest someone, they pull out a little card to read the Miranda warning. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you. You have a right to an attorney. If you can't afford one, will be appointed to you by the state. Do you understand these rights? Very simple stuff. And you've got guys that have been on the job 10, 15 years that can't remember that. They're not trained to interpret the law. That's why lawyers go to school for umpteen years, and they don't really know the law. What they are taught is how to find it, interpret it in an adversarial way. So what I'm getting at, Randy, if you're listening, if I'm a soldier and there's martial law or crowd control or whatever it is, and I've got the order to fire on you, I'm going to fire on you.
Yeah, just look what happened in Turkey. You know, when Erdogan turned himself into a dictator, look at what happened in Hungary. Look at what happened in Russia. I completely agree with you. And that's why in my piece today, I said that one of the very first things Trump will do is essentially decapitate the military. He'll take out the college educated, you know, the senior officials and replace them with also college educated, you know, officer corps. But nonetheless, with Trump sycophants who will then prevent any sort of rebellion in the ranks among the enlisted men. And women.
Well, when you responded to Randy, you mentioned Kent State. That's the end of the story right there.
Yeah, there you go.
Period. You know, paragraph. Okay. Yep. The other thing I wanted to ask you, and this is my question, and it's kind of a wonky one, but here it is. You know, you're familiar with the term sleight of hand.
Sure.
And I'm wondering if Donald Trump, and you can say that, you know, he's an idiot. He is. He's illiterate. He is. But he may be an idiot savant, and this is what I'm getting at. Do you think he may be setting up his children to carry on his legacy? For instance, his daughter-in-law is, I think, the chairman of the RNC.
Mm-hmm.
Donald is, you know, making waves. And then you can stretch this out. I remember once I spoke to Bernie Sanders when you were having a brunch with Bernie sessions, and I asked him this question, and he said it was very much a concern to him, and that's that we keep seeing these families over and over again. For instance, let me give you a real quick example. I had 12 years of the Bush family.
Mm-hmm.
His father,
Dynasties. Kennedys.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, then we had 8 years of Bill Clinton and then Secretary of State Clinton for another. That's half of my life, Secretary of State Clinton. Then she ran. Okay, then you've got, look at this. Alice Patterson Albright's the daughter of Madeleine Albright. She's the CEO of the Millennium Change Corporation, which is a governmental agency. She's up and coming. Chelsea Clinton is actively involved, although it's a philanthropic foundation. She's young. She's up and coming. She's got the name recognition. And then there's King George III, who is George P. Bush, who is the land commissioner in Texas. My question is, do you think that downrange, assuming that the United States 2 years from now doesn't look like an unrecognizable ashtray, do you think that Trump has that much sense that he's thinking about a political legacy in that regard?
Yes and no. I don't think that he thinks in terms of legacy because he has said this, that he believes that when he dies, everything just goes black, the world ends, and he doesn't care what happens. I mean, he's said that on more than one occasion. So I don't think he's thinking in terms of, and I frankly don't think he cares that much about his children. I think he's a genuine psychopath. He there's nobody that he truly loves or cares about. But that said, he does have this business, and there was mostly a real estate business. And now he has discovered that politics can be even more profitable than real estate. You know, it looks like he might have just sold 90 million shares in his social media company, which would give him a couple $1 billion. There was a big share sale day before yesterday, which caused the price to drop. The price had gone up by more than 50% because somebody had been goosing the betting markets, and I think it's these right-wing billionaires. So I think
he manipulated that beautifully.
But, but to finish this thought, I think that what he's doing is setting up at least his son, Don Jr. He wants Eric to take the real estate empire. Ivanka is set. Her husband got $2 billion from the Saudis, and he's going to be building waterfront property in Gaza. And so the one left is Don Jr. And Don Jr., I think he's trying to set him up to run for the United States Senate in New York State, is my guess, you know, coming at some point coming down the road. But we'll see. But that's my guess. And then Don Jr. is just, you know, hey, the new Trump grift, you know, the real estate was great for grifters because it was it's so unregulated. You know, it's the number one way that people launder money in the United States. And we're one of the few developed countries in the world that hasn't really tightened up our real estate laws. So, you know, it makes sense that Trump would be a grifter in real estate and he couldn't make money with anything else that is regulated, like casinos, because he just doesn't know how to run a business. But he does know how to grift. And now he's turned politics into a grift. He has raised hundreds of millions of dollars that have ended up in his own pocket. Now, granted, a lot of it went to pay for his lawyers. But, you know, he knows the grift now, and he's running it. And his son, Don Jr., is running it, too. And Eric's wife, you know, Laura Trump, as you pointed out, is head of the RNC. So I think that's all about, you know, this is the new Trump grift. So I don't think he thinks of it in terms of dynasty. I think he thinks of it in terms of, you know, hundreds of millions or billions of dollars.
Yeah, well, Don Jr. is probably going to spend a lot of that money on blow, but that's another story. Yeah. Listen, the last thing I wanted to say to you, and I want to apologize to you and your listeners, because I have always used the term Democrat Party, and let me tell you why. You know I'm a word nerd, and so it has nothing to do with being an insult, and you talked about this yesterday. Mm-hmm. I just have never been able to figure out how, okay, if I'm a Republican, I'm called the Republican Party. If I'm a Libertarian, I'm called the Libertarian Party. If I'm a Democrat, I've never been able to get it fixed in my head how I get it Democratic Party, but I don't know how Democrat Party, and I know the history. You've mentioned it many times.
Yeah.
But do you understand just from a word nerd standpoint how that's confusing?
Oh, I sure do. Yeah, and that's because, you know, Democratic should be an adjective rather than a noun.
You know,
it's a word that modifies another word. If I'm remembering, you know, eighth grade English. But, you know, it's arguably Republican, maybe the same category. But, no, I get what you're saying. So,
Yeah. All right, lastly, listen, I want to give a shout out to my man, Mark. I didn't know he had retired.
Yeah.
And I just love the guy. And Mateo, welcome to the fire.
Yeah, he's a good guy too. Mateo's great, and Mark, is going to take some time with his wife. He had retired before. He's a retired business executive, and now he's retired from being a call screener. Kenyatta, I'm looking forward to the next edition of your newsletter over at Substack. Keep writing.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Talk to you again. Bye. 44 minutes past the hour, almost 45 past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truths, Donald Trump would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's crucial to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply. Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader. Hey, friends. Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with the living herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe. It's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient instead of meat, it might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know that, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs eat ink. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Before the hour, welcome back. Picking up your calls here, George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, morning, Tommy. I'd like to compliment President Biden being in Germany to meet Chancellor Olaf to thank him for his support to Ukraine, and also going to meet the British and Prime Minister and French President to shore up, you know, support for Ukraine. And he also approved a $400 million plus aid package to Ukraine. So those are definitely steps in the right direction.
Somehow I missed all of that, George. Thank you. Is he
just
there now?
Went over there today, I think it was.
Wow. Okay. Usually I'm on top of this kind of stuff, but I really appreciate your filling me. I know that you really follow these things, and I so honor your dedication and your sharp eye for these things.
Well, I got to tell you, Tom, this is the first time in 2 weeks I've had an opportunity to call because of the Helene flooding out here.
Oh, no. Are you okay?
Yeah, well, I didn't suffer any flood damage, but no power for 5 days and no phone until last Friday. And the storm surge was powerful enough it swept a couple of cars into the lower end of the creek.
Wow. So Cripple Creek
is a creek. You know, the charcoal grill works well with canned foods and fresh veggies from the garden, so I survived.
Wow, I'm glad you made it through, George. A lot of people didn't.
They definitely, yeah, and the FEMA guy was just out here yesterday to assess flood damage to a friend of mine's house at the lower end of the creek.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad that you're well. And thank you again for the information on what Biden is doing.
Yeah,
right,
keep
now
track of that. He's doing a great job over there.
Yeah, he definitely is.
Yeah, compliments to your new call screener, Matteo, and also to Mark since he retired.
Okay. And thank you, George. We'll pass it along. I think, you know, they're listening. So, George, thank you so much.
Well,
it's always so nice
work,
to hear from
Tom,
you. You too, my friend. Suzanne in Dublin, Ohio. Hey, Suzanne, what's on your mind today?
Well, just when you think the Republicans can't stoop any lower, they showed the most horrible ad on TV that I've ever seen. ABC did not want to be associated with it, but they said according to federal law, they had to air it. And they were blaming Kamala Harris. They showed babies that were dead, but their umbilical cords still tied to them, insinuating that that was due to abortion when I think it probably was stillborn, and blaming Kamala for that. But it was just horrible sight the way they portrayed it.
Yeah.
And the other thing, I just have a question. At the same time, I saw an ad, not an ad, but news report that seniors or people are able to put another $10,000 in their 401k, and It's a federal law. Back when I'm 78, back when I was working, I wanted to put more into my 401k. I could not. And I just wonder if you've heard of any financial breaks for senior citizens, like an increase in Social Security or freezing property taxes, because as you know, property, I think, across the country went up about 25%.
Yeah.
And consequently, the homeowners insurance went up considerably. And when we're locked, my only cash flow is my Social Security, and then I rely on what little savings I have to supplement that.
Right.
And there just should be some break. It's like the senior citizens of today fell through the cracks at the end. They weren't allowed to save enough for retirement.
Well, this is
have you heard of anything?
I haven't. This is what animated Proposition 13 in California. Although, you know, back in the day, back in the 60s or 70s, whenever it got passed, Howard Jarvis's thing. The problem was that the money behind Howard Jarvis was actually commercial real estate. They wanted taxes frozen on commercial real estate. And so the bone that they threw was, let's think of grandma, right? And that was how they marketed it and promoted it. And they were quite successful. But it has worked well, and it hasn't done a terrible dislocation of their housing markets, to the best of my knowledge. I mean, I don't live in California, so I'm no expert on it, but that's my sense of it. I would like to see more... more communities doing something about this, because we're, you know, the simple reality is you can't, unless you're a nonprofit, unless you're a church or a nonprofit organization, in which case you don't have to pay property taxes, you cannot own land in the United States. You're just renting it from the government. And if you don't make the payment every year, which is your property tax, they take your land away from you. And
That's right. So
with regard to Social Security, I understand that there's going to be about a 2% increase that we will learn about in December, and we'll start getting checks in January, if I'm remembering right. I read this in the New York Times a couple days ago.
Yes, I did read that.
Yeah. So it's not going to be a big increase, but it's not going to be a big increase. That's kind of the bad news, but the good news is it's not going to be a big increase because inflation's under control. I mean, the last report was 1.7%. So,
yeah, I just think there should be a little empathy to what the senior citizens are doing to try to stay in their homes and not be more of a burden. I mean, they could become more of a burden.
I agree.
Okay. Thank you. Just want to voice my frustration.
I think your point is really well made, Suzanne. And this idea that you can't actually own land in America, that we're just all renting it from the government, is one that, I get it that it's occasionally a right-wing talking point, or at least it was when I was a kid. I think it could animate a movement of some sort. We have, particularly since the Reagan era, because the federal government and in most of your red states in particular, and I see that you're in Ohio, they give these massive tax breaks to billionaires. And so they've cut back on providing state services. And so the states are relying more and more heavily on property taxes. And who's that hitting? It's hitting people like you. And we're not having a national conversation about it. I think we should. So, Suzanne, thank you for bringing it up, and good luck. I wish you the very best. I've got to run. Thank you for the call, though. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming to have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knock box. The next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's NOKBox.com. NOKBOX. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Pat Kreitlow. Monday morning, we'll have a guest from Planned Parenthood on how the fight to restore women's health care rights is not losing steam as Election Day draws near.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and an unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.